I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tommy Hotovy joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Morning, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, and I guess we'd have to call it a baptism by fire, what you've already gone through this early season. I mean, you're in Milwaukee earlier this year, and apparently people were calling for your job because Theo came rallying to your defense and came out and said it wasn't your fault what was happening. And it's great to have a boss that has your back, but can you believe how quickly that this kind of turned on you to start the season? And obviously, it's turned around yet again, but what a tough start.
Well, obviously the one thing we love about our fans, about our city, about, the Cubs fans in general is they expect us to win. They expect us to perform. And when that doesn't happen, obviously, you're going to be upset. So, that's why we love our fans. They support us and they want us to do better and be better. And we all felt responsible for the start of the season, and Theo came out and said what he said, but again, we all want to be better. So, the thing is, we work hard every day. Our team, Mike Pozzello, Lester Strode, Brad Mills, all of us, we really grind hard every day to help these guys get better. And there's going to be rough patches. It just happened to be that ours started the first six or seven games of the year. But like you said, we've really been encouraged by the way guys have looked the last 2 weeks, and I think we're just, going to continue to build off it moving forward.
Tommy, you probably slept well last night after Jose Quintana gave you another strong performance, second straight one in the last 14 innings, 18 strikeouts, only one walk. He's using that changeup as his third pitch really effectively. How big of a difference has that made, and what has been the biggest reason for his success?
The changeup is always something that, we've tried to push you to use more. And last year, we talked about it. Last year, he had gotten to a point where he wanted to start using it more and had been working on it. But when you're in midseason, it's just harder. You're looking for more times and you're just not quite as confident. So you're not going to use it in as big of spots. And I think what you're seeing now is a guy who is confident in having that changeup to be able to use whenever he wants, if it's in a big spot or if it's in a 2-0 count. You don't always have to use it when you're ahead in the count. He's using it behind in the count. He's using it off of his elevated fastball and curveball. And Quintana's got such unique pitch characteristics where he can pitch up in the strike zone with the fastball. And what you're seeing, I think, with him a lot more now is just more the north and south game instead of constantly trying to go east and west. And in this game, the hitters are so good. And if you're constantly, let's say, pitching thigh high or knee high or belt high, but you're going east and west, they have a lot easier chance to adjust than if you do north-south. And even though, Q was, it tops out, like 93, 94, a lot of 91s, 92s, that fastball up in the zone plays a lot harder than 91, especially when you have the changeup and curveball to go with it. So I just think a lot of his success has just been his ability, one, to command the fastball and throw it where he wants and when he wants. And then the changeup plays off of it, and the confidence just continues to grow and build after every outing with that pitch.
I like the word confidence, because obviously you're looking at this stuff and you're seeing everything and you're seeing all the mechanical things that are happening. When we look at it, it's almost like you're playing poker and you're looking at a guy. Does he have a hand? Does he not? And sometimes you see a guy who seems to be, I don't know, he looks taller. He looks better than you thought he was. My God, he's got nice hair. And I think that's the way it's gone with Quintana. He seems like he's carrying himself with more confidence, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll see games, everybody's watched them, where it looks like the pitcher's just kind of searching, and you can tell by the body language. Well, Quintana, he's such a professional anyway, and the way he goes about his business and carries himself and his work, you know, when he's feeling good, that presence does exude from him. And you know, he's a great guy to watch in his preparation leading up to starts. And when he's going right and he feels good, he's really fun to watch on the mound. So, you know, he's in a great place. I think that's also trickling down and you know, a lot of the other pitchers on the team are feeling a lot of the same you know, things that Quintana is. You have guys that are starting to get on a roll and starting to gain that confidence every single time out. So, you know, Q has been such a good, such a good spot for us when he makes those adjustments and has initial success. It just helps us with everybody else on our staff as well.
Talking with Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hotovy. Tommy, watching you, Darvish, the other night, I was encouraged as everybody else watching him hit 99 that late into his start. And then I started thinking, like, why doesn't he go to that earlier? If he's got that good of a fastball that late in his start and he's nibbling around the corner sometimes early with breaking pitches in the first and second inning, which were kind of frustrating to watch, does he have too many pitches? Is he too good at too many different things? Does that get in the way sometimes? And just overall, were you encouraged by his last start?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, every start he's had, it just continues to get better. He continues to incorporate new things and continue to get back to pitching. I think the biggest thing, too, with him is, you know, there was so much of about how he felt last year and, you know, what his elbow felt like and mechanics were off and things like that. And now I think he's getting to the point where he's through a lot of that stuff. He's still working on things every single day, but it's getting back to pitching and getting back to attacking. You know, he was grunting in the first inning last game. You know, the things that just being more aggressive and really being more athletic and explosive. And as that game went on, you could just see another guy whose confidence continued to grow. He started, you know, slowing his delivery down a little bit to get even more explosive and drive toward the plate. And then at the end, you know, I think he knew it was done. He felt great. You know, it was up to like 95 pitches and just wanted to kind of let it eat, you know, for the last hitter. And yeah, ideally, if you have 99 in the tank and you feel like you can do that for six innings, you want to be able to do it. But the fact that he was doing it as late as he was probably speaks more to how he feels, where his health is, where his confidence is. And again, another guy just continues to get better every time out.
Obviously, with the weather involved in a game and with an off day on Thursday, you guys are going with the four-man rotation while John Lester's on the injured list. What can you tell us about Lester, where he's at, where is he at, and is he on schedule?
Yeah, you know, he's progressing well. You know, the thing with John is he's a tough guy and a tough competitor, and he's going to do everything he can to get back as soon as he can. The big thing for John is just, you know, as he gets back from this injury, not only to make sure he is ready to off the mound and making pitches and getting his pitch counts up and all the things we need to do there, but all the things that need to happen, you know, for a guy that can hit well too, which is, you know, swing the bat, run the bases, you know, and all the little things that go with the game that where you have to run and cover bases, things like that. So, you know, he's progressing well. You know, I think we're looking at him probably getting off a mound sometime here in the near future. He stayed in Chicago while we went on the road so he could get a lot of his work in and get more consistent work at home with our PT, Nate. And so he's been progressing well. And again, I think we just got to take this day to day and kind of set some milestones for him to hit. But he's doing, you know, doing well and really progressing. I think we're, you know, hopefully not looking at too long of a timetable for John in terms of where this is, but again, also monitoring day to day to make sure that when he does come back, it's not something where he's restricted at all.
Tommy, what does Kyle Hendricks need to do to be more effective earlier in his starts?
You know, one thing we've tried to incorporate, and we do this with a lot of our guys, but one thing Kyle specifically is just simulating facing hitters in the bullpen. That's one way to kind of help you get into the game as quick as possible and not have to feel for where your stuff is. Our guys, when they warm up before games, a lot of guys, they like to just kind of go through their routine. And one thing that Kyle had never really done was simulate, okay, let's have somebody stand in the box and call a game for that first inning. And a lot of times what you try to do when you see a guy like Kyle, once he gets into a game and gets settled in and gets rolling, he's pretty hard to stop. So part of our routine now is going to be for him to simulate a few hitters in the bullpen, work through some counts, work through the first inning of pitch sequences that we kind of want to establish and go from there. And again, there's always going to be some changes. The bullpen mounds are, very rarely the exact same as the game mound, so it takes a little bit of getting used to there as well. I mean, I'm not making excuses for the first inning, troubles and struggles that we've had, but again, I think just continuing to work on that in the bullpen prior to games is going to help him come into the game maybe a little bit sharper than he has in the past.
Joe talked about some of this stuff yesterday, but C.J. Edwards obviously going through a demotion is one thing, but going through this bizarre social media bullying, it really sometimes I know Major League Baseball is examining racist tweets to him or whatever it was. It just brings out the coward in people. And I wonder for a guy going through a rough patch, if that is just kind of adding on to it. And how do you talk to him about that issue?
Yeah, obviously, it's a tough subject and a subject that, a guy like myself, and we really don't even have an idea of how he felt and how that stuff affects him. And it's unfortunate that it's still even prevalent, And he's such a great kid, and we love him and we support him and we want him to be good and we want him to be himself. And I think the biggest thing when stuff like that happens, he's not himself. It weighs on you and it affects you and probably affects him in ways that we can't even imagine. So, obviously, anytime you have things going on off the field, whether it be family or things that may be happening, That stuff affects you, and we are human beings, and you don't come to the field and just automatically that all goes away. It's going to affect him, but we're here to support him, and we love that kid. He works hard, and he's going to continue to get better, and hopefully, hopefully we get through this all together. And again, maybe people see and realize just how much of an impact stuff like that has, albeit as whoever says it doesn't matter. The fact that it was said and what it means, he's gonna hear it. So again, just keep supporting him. He's done a great job since he's been down in AAA. We constantly communicate with him about what he's working on and continue to help him progress and make sure that he has all the resources he needs not only with us here but also when he's down in Iowa.
Tommy, thank you. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Tommy.
The time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. That's Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.